Hi, Precious Hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm very happy to be able to share this special time with you today. As we spend our time together, we're going to focus on one of the solar aspects of deity. We've been talking about the 12 solar aspects of deity. These are the frequencies of light that pulsate within the causal body of God, and within these frequencies of light contain all that exists in the whole of creation. This is the part of God from where all things begin. As we're moving into more fifth dimensional frequencies, the 12 solar aspects of deity and all of their knowledge and divine qualities are being raised into higher and higher frequencies, greater schools of learning for us to understand and to benefit from. Today we're going to talk about the fourth solar aspect of deity. This is the crystalline white ray of light. And this specific energy vibrates with the frequencies of resurrection and ascension, which are greatly amplified in the springtime in the northern hemisphere. This aspect of deity amplifies through all life, awakening the plants and trees and animals that are hibernating, and bringing up the sap in the trees and bringing them up back into rebirth and a new life. These powerful energies are designed to assist all of us greatly in the transformational process that we're going through at this time. So I'd like for you just to go within to the divinity of your heart, center yourself, and as you spend this special time with me and with lightworkers all over the world who are tuning in with us in consciousness, allow your I Am presence to filter this energy through your heart flame, so that you will be able to know and understand exactly how it will benefit you for the highest good in fulfillment of your divine plan. As you listen to this program, know that you're joining in consciousness with these lightworkers who are listening to this broadcast. And together we are creating a chalice of light through which the fourth solar aspect of deity, the full momentum of this divine light, will be expanded on this planet. We're functioning in the eternal moment of now, so whether you're tuning in with us live or you're listening to this program through our on-demand archive service, your magnificent light is being added to our unified chalice, and your love and all of your sacred gifts are being woven into this force field by your mighty I Am presence, your true God self. Through this unique opportunity, we will all bless humanity and all life, and we will work together to heal the maladies that are manifesting in your life and on the planet. I'll be sharing life-transforming information from on high during this radio program today, but as you know, I don't want you to ever accept anything as truth just because someone told you it is true. Listen to this information as food for thought. Take it into your heart and ask your I Am presence to reveal to you how this sacred knowledge will assist you in fulfilling your highest divine potential. So now, as we begin this special time together, breathe in deeply and feel yourself going within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breath. Now experience the infinite love of God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flames of every man, woman, and child on earth. Know that as this love lifts you up, all life is being lifted up with you. For this special time together, just let the thoughts of the day go. Know that anything you have to take care of will be waiting for you when you're through. So for this very important time, just be here now. The The fourth solar aspect of deity is a magnificent crystalline white radiance of light. It experiences the full momentum of purity as matter ascends and is resurrected into a higher frequency. The divine attributes of the fourth solar aspect of deity are the immaculate concept, which include the divine blueprint for all manifest form, the qualities of restoration, resurrection, and the ascension. The fourth solar aspect of deity reverberates with the holy breath and the sacred substance of the mind nature of humanity being brought into tangible manifestation. The first attribute of this magnificent force field of divine light that I'd like to talk about today is the frequency of purity. Contained within the fourth solar aspect of deity is the frequency of purity, which is at the heart of all creation. This extremely valuable quality can be utilized by all of us on the return journey back to the heart of our Father, Mother, God. As we understand more about the quality of purity, which is actually a sacred gift from our Father, Mother, God, we will realize how important it is for us to use this quality and all of the qualities of the fourth solar aspect of deity in our daily life experiences. When all 12 of the solar aspects of deity are radiating through us, as they are most of the time, they are referred to as the circle of the sacred 12. But we have the ability to invoke any of the aspects individually in our daily life experiences. For instance, purity is a living, breathing pulsation that exists at the core of every electron of energy evolving on this planet. Purity is a vibration that transcends humanity's misqualified energy. Every particle of life is comprised of electrons rotating around a central core of the atom. The atom is a miniature universe in itself, and it is the building block of all manifest form. Every particle of life, every atomic and subatomic particle of wave of life that is pulsating and rotating around the atom is a building block for our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. The frequency of purity at the core of every electron vibrates so rapidly that no discord can enter into that electron to contaminate or pollute its radiance. The beings of light have revealed that if we could stop one electron of energy as it passes through the universe, we would see that within the electron is contained the complete nature of God. All of God's power, all of God's majesty, and all of God's divinity. This is why we hear the words consistently pouring forth from the realms of truth, that we are beloved sons and daughters of God, and all that our Father, Mother, God have is ours. Every single electron contains within the central core of purity the totality of God's perfection. Just imagine, every electron is an intelligent life force, and as it is projected forth from the heart of God, it joyously and anxiously awaits the opportunity to serve life and to expand the borders of the kingdom of our Father, Mother, God on earth. Each second, every single second, trillions and trillions of tiny electrons flow from the heart of the universal cause of perfection, the core of creation in the heart of our Father, Mother, God. This divine light pours through our I Am presence into the immortal, victorious, threefold flame of divinity that is pulsating within our heart flames. Then we absorb this light, and it is stamped with our individual electronic pattern. We then send these electrons forth into the world, qualified with our thoughts, our words, our actions, and our feelings. We know the electrons themselves cannot be contaminated with our destructive behavior. The misqualification occurs, however, when we cloak these electrons in vibrations that are less than harmony, balance, and the frequencies of perfection from the causal body of God. All limitation, illness, depression, poverty, and all other various forms of darkness are the result of humanity misqualifying our thoughts and feelings and cloaking this pure God light in negative shadows, energy vibrating at discordant frequencies depending on what we are thinking and feeling at the time that we send them forth. If we truly understand this process, we begin to realize that regardless of how bad our life situation seems, or regardless of how bad our physical condition is, within the core of every electron manifesting as those negative dysfunctional patterns, still has the perfection of God pulsating in its core. The purity of God's perfection is alive in every electron of energy. And this pure God light is waiting even now to be released from this dark shadow that we have put around it, so that it can manifest the perfection of God's original divine plan for each of us. Now, this is really important for us to understand because it helps us see the bigger picture. Sometimes we feel so overwhelmed with the negativity manifesting in our lives that it seems as though there isn't one spark of hope, one particle of light in that manifesting negative situation. But that is never the case. Within every electron of that energy is pulsating its original divine perfection. Remember, each electron is an intelligent form of life that will respond to the command of the divinity within our hearts, our mighty I Am presence. Everything existing in our lives is comprised of these electrons, whether we're talking about a person, a place, a condition, or a thing. The electrons that make up our life experiences are merely reflecting our consciousness. They're reflecting the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings that we have cloaked this energy with throughout our many lifetimes. These electrons came from the heart of God, and they answered our call to obey the magnetic pull of the threefold flame within our hearts. This is our life force. When we enter the physical plane, our God Self magnetizes this unformed primal light, these electrons, and they come forth willingly and anxiously, desiring the opportunity to fulfill God's plan, which is responding to the co-creative faculties of our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings. They come from the magnetic heart of God, and they answered the call to obey the magnetic pull within the threefold flame in our hearts. This was the pull of the divinity within us, our I Am presence. Once these electrons enter the flame of divinity within us, then we have the free will to qualify them with any thought or feeling that we choose. These electrons are tiny beings of light, intelligent life energy, and their purpose is to fulfill the divine thoughts and feelings of humanity. The electrons have volunteered to obey the divinity within our hearts, and they have the ability to speak, and we have the ability, rather, to speak directly to them and to command through the power of God within us, our I Am presence, to continuously expand the flame of purity pulsating at their very core. This is what's occurring on Earth at this time, and we've been talking about this for quite some time. We've been talking about the fact that what is happening is that we are invoking the light of God. And as we invoke the light of God, it is entering this core of purity and activating the divine potential within that core of purity. When that happens, the electrons begin spinning more rapidly on their axis, and the perfection expands and pushes this cloak of darkness into the violet energy that's surrounding us. This causes this energy to come to the surface so that we can see it, experience it, and transmute it back into light. It's really important for us to understand that we have the ability to activate and amplify the core of purity within every electron of life. And when we do, that purity can be brought to the surface. On this special day, as we join our energies together today, I'd like for you to join me in consciousness as we invoke this light and you experience what it's like with this decree to the precious electrons. Just for a moment, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your I Am presence taking full dominion. Know that every electron is a being of light, and its purpose is to obey the divinity within our hearts. We have the ability to speak directly to these electrons and to command through the power of God our I Am presence within us, the continuous and permanent expansion of the flame of purity that is pulsating at their very core. This is what we are going to do right here and right now through this wondrous, wondrous decree that has been given to us by the Company of Heaven. In the name of the Almighty Presence of God, I Am, and through the full power of the immortal, victorious, threefold flame pulsating in my heart, I speak directly to the intelligence within every electron of precious life energy that I have ever misqualified in any time frame or dimension, both known and unknown, that is now existing and manifesting in my world and life experiences. Blessed electrons, through the power of God, I command that the flame of purity in the central core of your being now expand, expand, and expand continuously and permanently. I direct this mighty, powerful flame of purity to now remove the cloak of darkness, the shadows that are encapsulating the electrons within my physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, and the cloak of darkness around every electron that I have ever expressed through my thoughts, words, actions, and feelings that is expressing anything less than the purity and perfection of God. I ask this divine light to expand now through every electron of life existing in my environment and on the planet. O sacred flame of purity, the magnificent fourth solar aspect of deity, the blazing white light from my Father, Mother, God. Transmute into light every rate of vibration which is discordant, and all vibrations causing any form of limitation or pain or suffering in my life. I see and experience this pure white light, casting the cloaks of darkness around every electron into the flame of purity, where it is transmuted and lifted into the full momentum of its original divine perfection. The flame of purity works in perfect harmony and balance with the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. And these unified aspects of our Father, Mother, God are now transforming this light permanently into its original divine perfection. Within the most powerful name of God, I am, I command that this activity of light be accomplished now, even as I call, through the most powerful action of the flame of purity ever known on earth. I decree and experience this very moment the magnificent white light of purity expanding in every electron until that which is limitation in my life or in the lives of humanity can no longer exist. As the vibratory rate of each electron is quickened, the cloak of darkness is cast aside, and the shadows created by my past misuse of God's precious gifts of life are instantly transmuted by the power of the violet flame into radiant light. I accept this done now with full power, and I ask that this activity of purification through the fourth solar aspect of deity be maintained and eternally self-sustained, increased daily and hourly with every breath I take until this purification is complete and I am wholly ascended and free. I accept this accomplished through the full power of God, I am, right here and right now. Beloved ones, just for a moment, contemplate what we have just decreed together on behalf of ourselves and all humanity. Can you fathom what a blessing our heartfelt call is to the flame of purity and the precious electrons serving us now in the physical world of form? You and I, and every other person on this planet, have come to this planet now during this auspicious moment to help transform all life into the perfection of the new earth. And through our concentrated efforts, so we shall. Another divine attribute of the fourth solar aspect of deity is the resurrection flame. In the kingdom of heaven, where there is eternal life and infinite perfection, ever-increasing opulence of expression, and neither degeneration or decay are known, the power of the resurrection flame is not required. However, for the evolutions presently developing in the negativity that's manifesting on earth, our Father, Mother, God, in their infinite mercy and compassion, have provided us with a restorative sacred flame that, if invoked and continually used, will revivify every electron of our beings, resurrecting them into their original divine perfection. This is another attribute of God that works within the fulfillment of our transformation. All of these divine qualities of God enhance each other and work together, bringing forth the immaculate concept of our divine plan. Each has a unique frequency that works a little bit differently than the other, and together they create this magnificent symphony of restorative, transforming energy. The restorative sacred flame that if used continually, the resurrection flame, will revivify every electron of our beings with its life-giving essence. When humanity abided within the law of harmony in the beginning, prior to our fall from grace, neither disease nor decay nor degeneration was known upon the planet or its evolving life. Then we began experimenting with our gift of life, and we departed from the original divine plan of co-creating perfection in the physical plane. We began using our thoughts, words, actions, and feelings to create distorted patterns that started manifesting in the physical plane as aging and degeneration and discord of all kind. When we began this experimenting, our gift of life became contaminated and cloaked in the negative thought forms that we were creating, and we departed from the harmonious qualification of God's energy. At that moment, our godparents perceived the shadows of the misqualified thoughts and feelings that were taking form in the consciousness of humanity, and our Father, Mother, God knew that the fruits of these seeds of discord would be disease and disintegration and decay and all manner of pain and suffering. They also knew that some means of restoration would have to be provided to the children of Earth if we were ever going to be able to transcend our human miscreations and return to our original God estate, creating heaven on earth. Our Father, Mother, God at that time looked upon the children of earth, and they knew the need of the hour. We've all heard the statements, "Before they have called, I have answered, and while they are yet speaking, I have heard." Our Father, Mother, God perceived that a sacred force with the power of restoration would be necessary for those desiring to return to their divine heritage one day. It was then decreed by our Father, Mother, God that a magnificent force of light, the resurrection flame, would be breathed forth from the core of creation. This is a magnificent mother of pearl flame. Our Father, Mother, God asked for a volunteer who would be willing to bring this sacred light to Earth and sustain it in the atmosphere of Earth, awaiting the time when humanity would awaken enough to invoke this light into the physical plane and utilize it for our transformation and ascension process. It was decreed by our Father, Mother, God that a mighty angel would bring this light forth. The angel that volunteered to sustain this light in the physical plane is known as the Angel of the Resurrection. This is the sacred light through which humanity will resurrect our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. This is the resurrection flame. Our Father, Mother, God breathed this glorious mother of pearl flame, charged with the qualities of resurrection, into the heart flame of the mighty angel of resurrection. On the holy breath, this angel projected this light into the heart flame of every man, woman, and child, and into the core of purity in every electron of life existing on this planet. Before the throne of God, this angel asked to embody this energy on behalf of all humanity and to sustain it until humanity once again chose to know eternal youth, beauty, and everlasting perfection in the physical plane. The mighty being known as the Angel of the Resurrection projected this light through every heart flame and is sustaining it to this very moment. This is the essence by which diseased, distorted, and disintegrating substances generated by our negative thoughts and feelings and imposed on the pure electrons may be purified, transmuted, restored, and resurrected back into their original estate. The action of the resurrection flame quickens the vibratory rate of the light within the cells of our bodies. This enables the inner light to throw off the appearance of limitation, the cloak of darkness, and allows the electrons to once again stand revealed in all of their glory. The resurrection flame will flow through the four lower bodies of everyone who invites it to do so. This, again, is another gift that has been given to us by our Father, Mother, God that will help us in our returning to our original divine perfection. We all have the ability to draw the resurrection flame into our hearts and to project it on the holy breath through every fiber of our beings into our physical life experiences and into the world of form. We can also project the flame toward a given object and hold the focus of our attention on that object as a mighty conduit of light along which flows the light of the resurrection flame. We can project this light through the power of our attention into our places of employment, our hospitals, our homes, our families, our loved ones, and every situation existing on this planet that needs to be resurrected back into light. We can direct the flame into the psychic astral plane, the sea of negativity around the planet. We can project it through all of the etheric records and memories of the past that are still surfacing and causing us problems, dissolving and purifying the etheric records that are trapped and trapping humanity, through every nation, through every person, through every continent, and through every injustice that has ever been perpetrated on any part of life. When Jesus said the words, "I am the resurrection and the life," he was utilizing this sacred gift from the heart of our Father, Mother, God to resurrect all that is not of the light and to bring it back into its original divine potential. He utilized the power of this sacred flame and this invocation throughout his ministry. This flame can be directed into the accumulated manifestation of disease, poverty, despair, and into the tremendous accumulated thought forms of the atmosphere of Earth that are impinging themselves on our mental bodies and the people of the planet, thus blocking the God directives of each of our individual I Am presences. We are so buried in negativity and discord that we cannot hear that still small voice within. The resurrection flame will assist us in being able to do that. As we freely partake of the gifts and blessings of the resurrection flame, we have a wonderful opportunity to avail ourselves of its restorative power by opening our four lower bodies to the transmuting, quickening, raising power of this activity of light that has been given to each of us by the love of God. As we reach into the realms of truth, we will be taught to use the power of the resurrection to bring to life the divine plan for ourselves and also for those who are drawn into our sphere of influence. For optimum power, we can invoke this wonderful mother of pearl resurrection flame through our entire beings at least once in every 24-hour period. And when we do, when we bathe in its radiance, we restore every electron of our vehicles, our physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, and gradually return them to the perfection we knew in the beginning, before even this world was, before we manifested aging, disease, and degeneration, before we became trapped in the negativity that is manifesting in all of the maladies now existing in the physical plane. Feel the resurrecting power of this divinity as we now invoke this sacred fire together. Feel it stir into action and allow this magnificent mother of pearl flame to flow through your heart flame into every electron, every atomic and subatomic particle and wave of life within your four lower bodies. Since we are one with all life, during this activity of light, we are going to serve as a surrogate on behalf of all humanity. And as this magnificent mother of pearl flame flows through us, it will simultaneously flow into the hearts and minds and through the four lower bodies of every man, woman, and child. Through each heart flame, this sacred fire will then flood into the planet Earth, into the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of Mother Earth and all life evolving upon her, resurrecting, transforming, and transfiguring these vehicles as well. Thus do we become temples of the resurrection, each and every one of us lifting higher and higher into the momentum of this sacred light. Just for a moment now, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Once again, feel yourself becoming one with your mighty I Am presence as this magnificent aspect of your own divinity takes full dominion of your physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies. As this is occurring through you, it is simultaneously occurring through the mighty I Am presence anchored within the heart of every man, woman, and child belonging to or serving the earth at this time, whether they are in or out of embodiment. Once again, this invocation will be stated in the first person, so we each experience it individually, but know that we are invoking this light simultaneously as one heartbeat, one breath, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness of all life. In the name of our Father, Mother, God, I Am, and as their true son or daughter, the original divinity of my I Am presence, I am the flame of resurrection in action. I am the flame of resurrection in action. I am the flame of resurrection in action. This magnificent mother of pearl flame is being drawn through me on the sacred holy breath. I am the sacred fire breath of God. I am the sacred fire breath of God. I am the sacred fire breath of God. Charging through me, loving all life free. Now, as a disciple of the Holy Spirit, I have come to set right the vibratory action of all energy and substance in my world and in all of the world. As a disciple of the Holy Spirit, I am now the sacred hand of God, moving through this world, instantly reestablishing divinity wherever the sacred resurrection flame is applied. I invite, invoke, focus, concentrate, manifest, and sustain the Mother of Pearl resurrection flame now in the physical world of form. I am a director of the resurrection flame, and I am humble before its magnificent presence. I am grateful to unleash this magnificent power of love on earth on behalf of all humanity. I am the hands of God, charging the electronic substance in through and around all life on earth with the full power of the resurrection flame. I am the hands of God, charging the electronic substance in through and around all life on earth with the full power of the Mother of Pearl resurrection flame. I am the hands of God, charging the electronic substance in through and around all life with the full power of the Mother of Pearl resurrection flame. In oneness of consciousness with the mighty I Am presence of every human being, I am the cause of this blessing of the Holy Spirit. I am the bridge over which the resurrection flame is flowing through the I Am presence of every man, woman, and child. I am the final effects of this magnificent gift of divinity, reestablishing the divinity in the world of form through every I Am presence. I ask that through the sacred gift of every I Am presence, the Mother of Pearl resurrection flame will be secured and amplified through every heart flame, daily and hourly, moment by moment, with every breath I take. And so it is. Now, on the holy breath, I expand this gift from my Father, Mother, God through all life, experiencing now a greatly amplified transformation by the resurrection flame. O magnificent resurrection flame, with all of the gifts of our Father, Mother, God, and the full divine momentum of the fourth solar aspect of deity, I invoke your radiant presence to blaze through my every breath. I am the resurrection flame and the life of the holy breath in my lungs. I am the resurrection flame and the life of the holy breath in my lungs. I am the resurrection flame and the life of the holy breath in my lungs. And I expand this light through the lungs of all life on earth. I am the resurrection and the life of the holy breath through my voice. I am the resurrection and the life of the holy breath through my voice. I am the resurrection and the life of the holy breath through my voice and the voice of all life on earth. I am the resurrection and the life of the holy breath charging through my chakras. I am the resurrection and the life of the holy breath charging through my chakras. I am the resurrection and the life of the holy breath charging through my chakras and through the chakras of all humanity and all life on earth. I am the resurrection and the life of the holy breath permeating my feelings. I am the resurrection and the life of the holy breath permeating my feelings. I am the resurrection and the life of the holy breath permeating my feelings and the feelings of all humanity and all life on earth. I am the resurrection and the life of the holy breath in every one of my cells. I am the resurrection and the life of the holy breath in every one of my cells. I am the resurrection and the life of the holy breath in every one of my cells and in the cells of all humanity and all life on earth. I am the resurrection and the life of all life and the holy breath filling my being. I am the resurrection and the life of all life and the holy breath filling my being. I am the resurrection and the life of all life and the holy breath filling my being and the entire being of all life on earth. I am love in action. I am the mother of pearl, resurrection flame. I am that I am. Each spring, an accelerated momentum of the resurrection flame begins to blaze in through and around all life on earth. As it penetrates the earth, it awakens the elemental kingdom. We can easily see evidence of this as the trees and flowers burst forth with life and hibernating animals awaken from their winter sleep. The beautiful birds return home and men, women, and children begin to express the buoyant joy of spring. This is a very sacred time of year, and it provides each of us with an opportunity for expanded growth and service. As we move toward this time, during this Lenten season, the power of the resurrection flame is increasing daily and hourly. The power of resurrection pulsates with life itself. It is renewal, survival, and resuscitation. When we observe nature, we see this self-evident truth. As the influx of the resurrection flame brings the divine pattern of the flower contained within the seed into full manifestation. Each of us also has pulsating within us the permanent seed atom, the full divine momentum of our potential, pulsating within the immortal victorious threefold flame of our heart. This is the divine pattern for our own lives. And as we draw the currents of the resurrection flame through our four earthly bodies, we can amplify and expand and experience the glory, perfection, beauty, and mastery of our full divine potential. If we ask our I Am presence to project the resurrection flame through our heart flame, this sacred life-giving essence will continually blaze through our beings, and it will activate the latent God potential within our own souls, within our heart flames, and within the genetic codings within our RNA and DNA structures. Just as the wise gardener carefully prepares the earth and then opens his plannings to the life-giving forces of nature, our I Am presence will also take advantage of these currents of divine light as they are amplified on the planet. Our I Am presence endeavors to always create the very most beneficial atmosphere, and that it awaits the flowing of spiritual currents which stimulate the awakening of our dormant divine natures and potentials. So when we consciously participate with this, we greatly amplify the effectiveness of our I Am presence because we are cooperating on a conscious level, and our I Am presence doesn't have to get through the dense blockage and resistance of our fear-based fragmented human egos. The resurrection flame builds in momentum as we move toward the spring, and it reaches a crescendo on Easter, or what we refer to as Resurrection Morning. the resurrection flame expands for several days before and after that Lenten season. And due to the number of people on the planet turning their attention to the resurrection of beloved Jesus and to the vernal equinox, which takes place at this time of year, and to the celebration of Passover, which also takes place at this time of year during that full moon, we really experience tons of the resurrection flame in the physical world. We create this collective chalice of light as this light expands and expands through the collective cup of our consciousness. Consequently, if we all consciously become aware of this, knowing that we are beginning to experience the initial impulse of these wonderful energies, and for the next 40 days or 40 nights, they will build and build in momentum through this season, we will begin to channel it into the physical plane in unprecedented amounts. The resurrection flame radiating through our bodies will create an open flow of this divine power into the electrons and the atomic and subatomic particles of life. When we consciously draw the added influx of the resurrection flame through our beings and channel it into the physical plane of Earth, we will not only benefit our own spiritual growth, but all humanity will benefit from this as well. Remember, when we desire to expand the divine patterns within our own beings, we magnetize spiritual currents of energy which nourish and develop those slumbering spiritual centers within us, and it arouses them and awakens them to active expression through our outer consciousness. We are powerful beyond our knowing, and our conscious participation in our awakening process, our purification, our resurrection, and our ascension greatly enhances our ability to transform our lives. Let's deliberately take advantage of this opportunity that is hand this Easter season, this Passover season, this vernal equinox season, and the full momentum of the Passover full moon that takes place as we move toward this resurrection flame season. Let's consciously tune in to the glory and the power of the resurrection flame and invoke this sacred essence through every fiber of our beings and the beings of all life evolving on this sweet earth. Through the power of this holy light, we will begin to truly experience our heart flames and the divinity expanding through these heart flames. Feel the immortal victorious divinity within you, your threefold flame, as the I Am presence within you expands it and expands it to envelop your four lower bodies. As your heart flame awakens from this long sleep and expands out toward God, enveloping your four lower bodies, your God self will invoke the life-giving currents of the resurrection flame, revitalizing the divine patterns that have lain dormant, bringing with them the miracle of new birth. So through this season, a simple resurrection invocation might be, I am the resurrection and the life of the perfection of every electron of life on earth, now made manifest and sustained by holy grace. I am the resurrection and the life of the perfection of every electron of life on earth, now made manifest and sustained by holy grace. I am the resurrection and the life of the perfection of every electron of life on earth, now made manifest and sustained by holy grace. And so it is. Beloved ones, I want to thank you for your ability and your willingness to add to the light of the world. And thank you for joining with us in this activity of light today. If you want more information on the 12 solar aspects of deity, my book, The Next Step, Reunification with the Presence of God Within, has 12 chapters, each one dedicated to these magnificent gifts from our Father, Mother, God. And they're available, this book is available on our website, which is eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace.org. On our website, you can also sign up to receive our free monthly email article that gives sharings from the Company of Heaven and timely information to help us join in consciousness with lightworkers all over the world as we move through this wondrous but often challenging time. Join in with us next week as we expand the light of the world. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.